All right, so in session 7, we're actually going to interrupt the workflow of the Ottawa developers, and we're going to include a bug in production. And we're going to see how we're going to handle that all together. So there's a bunch of steps here. We'll implement a new feature that Vince is working on in Ottawa. We're going to implement or we're going to show that there's a bug in production. We're going to fix that bug, prove it's all right, and then find the right source. We'll talk a little bit about branching, and then we'll create a new build on that branch. So Vince,
yep.
Now that we fixed your bug,
yeah.
I think the backlog says that we need to work on a new feature.
Yeah, I was working on a new feature that the PM asked me to do in the next couple of years. Days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's an external source that I'm querying to get the customers. I'm loading all customers from an external source into our application. That's pretty much it.
All right, so I'll let you work on that. But just before we go there, remember when we verified that bug?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I exited the MTR, the Microsoft Test Runner, it came back and it said, hey, was the bug fixed, right? So you can say, oh, yeah, the bug was fixed, and we're done with that bug. So I'll save the change, you know, and it's going to be assigned. It doesn't matter because when it's done, it's going to be assigned to nobody. So we'll just say, yeah, it's saved. And now that bug is, if I refresh that, it's going to be done. So we closed the workflow on that bug. So it's up and going. So I'm going to minimize that. I'll let you work on your machine here.
Let me work on my machine and implement that new feature, which I already coded in Notepad.
You already coded in Notepad?
Yep.
Awesome.
Big Notepad fan.
You're just like this super excellent C-sharp developer that uses Notepad to code.
Yep. Well, you see that? Don't even need Notepad for this one.
You don't even need Notepad for that one?
Nope.
Wow, you're like...
Just give me a sec. What's the workspace again? It's workspace? Yeah. Workspace. Space. Oh, but I got to take it from workspaces. So, because I worked on that yesterday, actually.
Ah, okay.
So I'm going here, paste this. And so my solution's opened, and I'm going to add the web service. It is a web service that we're using. The external source is a web service.
It's a web service?
Yeah, it's a web service.
It really is a web service?
Yeah, it's got a problem with that?
No.
All right. Let me work then.
All right. Go ahead. I'll let you work.
All right. Existing project. It's in this RC. I'm at the right place. Am I?
Yep.
Yes, I am. All right. So... Now my web service is included there, and all I need to do is, because I need to be able to click a button to do this.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm a big button fan too.
You're a big button fan?
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
That didn't sound right. All right, it's going to be in the main window. No, it's going to be in the... The views, sorry. All customers view. Right there, see?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to put the visibility, I'm going to put this property right there. Visibility. So it was hidden all the time, so I'm just putting
it
in.
So you're saying that it was already in the code?
Oh, it was all there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm dangerous like that.
Yeah, I see.
So my new feature is implemented.
Well, how about you run it and see?
Let's see. All right, that's our app. That's all the customers. I've got 12 customers. Do I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Update. Should work. Everything was configured right.
We'll see. Oh, look at that.
See? Now I got a bunch of them. I didn't count that. It was way too much trouble for me to count that. I'll leave that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Let me check that in.
You can do that.
Because, you know, I'm a dev. I'm done. I tested all this. So.
Yeah.
Right here. Check in. And I'm going to say new feature implemented. Web service.
Right, make sure you pick a task.
I will. What task was this?
I think it was...
Ooh, give me a sec. Work in progress, no?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
product backlog.
Yeah,
that's Weird, eh?
Interesting. Maybe the query is you don't have a query that actually brings up what
Should
you need.
Should we create one?
We might as well create one, yeah. So go out, cancel that.
Cancel this, so we have it.
And just
once and for all.
Yeah, go under My Queries. Yeah, right-click, New Query.
New Query.
Just run that, just to make sure that we see everything.
And
it's there on the bottom, but we can't see the result here. So technically, we do that. You can have all the sprints, and the tasks are all there. So
all right, yeah, let's save this one.
Or we could say where work item type is a task, right? Instead of any, right here.
Okay, that's going
to
be
change
right there.
That to task.
Task.
All right, and then run it again just to make sure we got some tasks coming back.
Give me a sec. Run.
So all the tasks are there.
Awesome. Closing. Yes. I'm going to call it like this.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right.
All right, so go back to check in.
I'm going to check this in. And see, my comment was still there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, so go back and pick that query now under My Queries.
Into My Queries, get tasks.
And then you're supposed
add
to
the
add
the web
that's
service.
That's the one.
That's the one I want.
All right.
Check in. So everything's checked in, and it should have triggered the build.
It should have triggered the build. All good.
Let's see.
Hey, Pete, how's it going?
Hey. Oh, I'm fine, boss.
So, what are you working on?
I'm just about to win there.
You're not about to win. You just have one ace up there.
Oh.
No, I'm asking you, what's your training with TFS? How's it going?
Okay, that's going super fine. It's really easy. It's just a very big VSS on steroids.
I hope it's more than that.
Well, from what I can see, I guess.
I hear there's like a build server in there and like some work items and all that good stuff.
Look, I haven't had time to do all this. So.
I can see that.
Okay.
So, you know what?
You're vibrating.
Oh, yeah, I think my phone's vibrating. Wait a minute. Yeah. What's up, sir? Yep. Oh, how's the golf course? Yeah, good? Okay. Uh-huh. No. Really? You sure? No. Okay, we're right on it. Sorry. Okay, goodbye.
What?
The VP just called. He's enjoying himself, but he's got his phone there and he's kind of going in and the app's not giving the right results. So he's saying there's a bug in there.
We got a bug in production?
Got a bug in production.
I
think it works for you because you know we're in Ottawa's too concerned with other stuff.
Yeah,
I
think they're doing all the devs.
That's why you called me, right? So I'm like, okay. So he's saying that technically the total on the bottom is supposed to include the gross margin, but right now it's not, right? It's just the total of the sales there. So you think you can look at that? You can repro and make sure there's a bug there?
I'll try.
All right.
First thing first, let's prove there's a defect.
All right. That app went live. It went in production like a month ago when we were back in VSS. So
yeah, it's probably in the build share, you know, where we put all the zip files for our builds.
Oh yeah, we used to send everything by zip. Oh my god. All right, let me see. In there, gotta have a zip somewhere. Oh, it's gonna be in the what?
I think you need to go back one. Go
back one. In
go
the
under
lab.
Drops.
Into drops. Man, our system's so complicated.
Yeah, I know. I think there's one called production something. Product version. Production version.
Production version. That's
that sounds
right.
good.
Oh, right. See, that's my zip. That's my zip.
That's
right
the
there.
Bug. That's the app we
so
shipped.
That's our app in production.
All right, so go ahead and prove
you
me.
That the... It includes... Well, see, the numbers are the same. Oh, Jesus, that's right.
They're supposed to be a gross margin up here, right?
Okay, so it's... The prices are too high.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so this shouldn't be the same. In between what we see in total sale here and the total down here shouldn't be the same.
No, they should include the gross margin.
They should not include the gross margin.
No, I think it should be bigger on the bottom.
It should be bigger on the bottom?
Yeah, they want the gross margin in there.
Are you sure? Because
yeah, I'm sure.
All my script is
.85. That's what he said in between two shots on the T.
Okay.
That's what he said.
All right.
So how are you going to fix that?
Well, first, I think I need the source code, but it's in VSS, which I don't have access anymore. Let me call Etienne in Ottawa.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
How are you? It's Vince. It's Pete.
It's Pete. No way. You wanted to talk to Vince?
No. I want to talk to you, actually.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put you on speaker.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
So what's up?
I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah. What's yourself?
I'm great. I mean, we're working on new features. It's awesome.
Okay.
Things are going great.
Let me tell you, it's not going great.
The VP is not going great.
No, he found a bug in production.
No, there's no bug.
No, they are.
We proved there's no bug. We actually found one, and we reproed, and we fixed it.
Look,
there is a bug. We even had a new feature in there and everything.
Etienne, there is a bug. I reproed it. We got to fix it.
Okay, all right. But so what do you need from me?
Well, we moved from VSS to TFS, and
right.
Now I don't have access to my source code.
You don't?
Well, I didn't have time to check it out.
Okay.
Can you help me out here?
Yeah, actually, so what build did you use to prove that there was a problem?
Build?
Wow.
What do you mean? I used a zip. We use a zip by
the
back then?
Zip? What's yeah. Zip? We use the build server now.
Build servers. All right, then show me what's a build server.
All right, but before that, let's not talk about the build. You need source to work on, right?
Yeah.
So let me talk to you about sources, right? So we're going to use a new feature in TFS. Well, it's not new. It was there before, but...
Well, it's new to me.
It's new to you because VSS didn't have that kind of feature, right?
Well
it didn't.
Sort,
it didn't, sort. But nobody used it.
It has a lot of features, man.
Yeah, it has a lot of feature, but certainly not a proper branching strategy. So let me talk to you how we're going to deal with defects in production.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So
because I want to see this. Can I start a live meeting or something?
Oh yeah. Go ahead. Start live meeting. Let me show it to you on. All right. So you can see. Can you see my screen now?
I'm connected now.
All right. So I created a really quick PowerPoint to show you how it works. Right.
All right.
All right. So first of all, remember that. That's the main line,
yeah.
Right? So if you go in TFS right now, you're going to see main and a subdirectory in there called source, right?
Source? SRC, okay.
Right, the stuff's in there. But the problem is you don't want to take values from there because we actually added new features in there, and we're like way, way ahead of that build
used. Wait, you'll tell me you guys keep on working on our app?
Well, obviously. I mean, we're the dev team. I mean, do you work?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
How am I going to be able to, you know, fix the bug if you guys keep on adding new features?
All right. So check it out. Right. So that's the point in time where we added the latest feature. Right.
Okay.
So that's
the stuff Vince is doing.
Yes, and that's the latest check-in. Right.
All right.
And what we're going to do is we're actually going to go back in time. Right. Huh? And we're going to go to a place where the last production build was actually done. Right, and we're going to create a branch called release, right, which is where you're actually going to start working on because you don't want the new features. You don't want to have anything in there that has the new features.
Okay.
And essentially, you are going to bug fix on that branch.
Oh, sounds very Star Trek-ish to me.
Yeah, well, you'll see. It's pretty easy once it's all set up and working properly, right?
Okay.
So this is a really, really simple branching strategy because of the way we're working. I mean, I've heard that the VSTS Rangers, remember I was talking to you about this morning? They wrote.
No, I wasn't there.
So. No, that's right. You weren't there. I was talking to Vince about that. You're right. So I was talking to Vince about a group that actually added a document on CodePlex called a branching strategy guide.
Oh.
And if you went there, you're going to have like about 20, 30 pages of all sorts of branching strategy that has different feature teams and different all sorts of stuff. So,
all right.
So this is a simple one that we're going to implement because our team's not too big, and we can live with that.
All right, let's go back in time. I mean, you'll see that.
All right, so stay on live meeting, and let me show you how it works in studio, right?
Sure.
So what we're going to do is, can you see my Visual Studio here?
Yeah.
All right, so let me just close that up, and what we're going to do is we're going to open version control.
Okay.
I'm actually going to map my workspace.
Okay, you don't have a workspace yet?
I don't have a workspace yet. So I'm going to map a workspace, right? Because we were working on your machine.
On Vince's machine, you mean?
You were working on Vince's machine.
Oh, okay.
All right. So let me create one under here someplace. Let's call it workspace. And we are going to map this, grab all that stuff. And the problem we have to start with is that main is not a branch, right? So what I was showing you in the graphic, it's, we need to make it a branch.
Okay.
So we can do that in Visual Studio by right-clicking and going to branching and merging, which is a new menu in here. Yep.
If it's not a branch, what is it then?
It's just a folder.
Oh, okay.
And actually, a branch is just a folder too, but we're going to make it a branch. So we're going to convert this into a branch.
Okay.
We can put a description if we want to, but I think we're okay there. And see the logo? It's actually different, right? So now it has context, and it actually means something. So if I right-click on this, and I actually look at the properties here, you see that now I can have relationship between my branches. Mm-hmm. I can have permissions. So I can say people can check in, check out, label, lock. Different groups can have different authorization to actually play with those branches. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to create that release branch I was talking to you about. But for that, we need to make sure we get the proper change set to go back in time to make sure everything's good.
Okay, a change set is sort of a check-in, right?
Correct. Okay. So our check-in when we got everything going, I think, is before, I think it's this one, right? The 155,
I wasn't there.
Yeah, so I think that's the one, because here we fixed the bindings and everything, so I think that's the one that actually shipped. And we can verify that by going to the build and actually looking at the completed builds, right? And the one that we went in production with was this one, right? And that one was for change set 154, right? So what was I actually showing you? History over 55, here.
55, but I'm
54. That was the one, right? Okay. That's the one that actually created that build. So let's take that 154. So I'm going to go back to Source Control Explorer. I'm going to right click. I'm going to say branch. And here it's asking me for a name, so we're going to call it release because that makes sense, right? That's the one you're going to work on. So instead of taking the latest version, we don't want the latest version, so we're going to pick a change set.
Oh, that's where you go back in time.
Exactly. So we're going to go 154 because that's the one we wanted, right? And we're actually going to create a branch here. It says, yeah, you want to continue that branch. Go ahead. So now we have our release branch, right? So I'm going to get latest on that. So now notice that the stuff that's in here is source and same kind of stuff that we have in this one. And I'm just telling you, it looks like there's
more. They're not the same.
They're not the same. Because, you know, we don't have, Vince is working on the demo, the service here. You don't need the service because it didn't exist before, right?
I don't want to test with that on.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't, right?
Okay.
So right now we're pointing to the right location, so you're going to have to use your Visual Studio, go in, make sure your workspace is, you're going to create a new workspace, right, on that release branch, and you're going to get latest on that new release branch, and then you're going to fix that code. Are you good with that?
I'll do it a little later.
Okay.
I'll do it, but
okay, so before
a little later.
All right. So at the same time, once we created that, we need to create a build specifically for you to make sure that when you check in, it actually will we'll leave it manual because this is a release branch. So you're going to have to create a build when you do a check in to make sure that it's okay.
Okay.
And I'll show you how to do that.
All right.
So
thanks.
So that build is the same as our build, right? Because our build's done the same thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to clone this.
Yeah, I know what the build is because I called Vince and he explained it all to me.
Excellent. So that clone build feature is actually part of the Power Tools. So I'm sure you have it installed on. I don't think you have it installed on your machine, but you don't have the rights to create build to create or clone builds. So it's not really an issue. Since I do, I'll show you how I would do
that. Yeah, we saw you got lots of rights.
Exactly. So I'm actually going to do that. I'm actually going to open that definition here because I just cloned it. And I'm going to change that. And in here, instead of putting main, I'm going to leave it as release. All right. Release, and we're going to say manual because that's what this is going to be, a manual build.
Right.
Now, one thing we need to change, that workspace right now points to main, right? So we need to point it to release, make sure that
it takes the right version of the source code, the one that's in interest for me.
Correct, and I need to go source down because I want to make sure I'm close to what I'm trying to do. And then if we go down to the process here, I need to change two things. First, I need to change this so it goes to release again, right? Because I don't want to, I want to build the right stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And under the automated tests here, my test setting file needs to change to release as well.
All right.
Whoop, I need to pick it. So I'll go and pick it. I need to go up and up and down and down and this. All right, so now everything's pointing to release on that build. Nothing else is any, the symbol is fine. Everything is
okay,
fine.
So we got two branches, two builds.
Correct.
Vince is working on his branch and his builds. I'm working on my branch and my builds.
Correct. And here's how you create, here's how you run a build. I think you're allowed to do that. So you right-click on the build, and then you say queue new build, and you click queue. That's it.
Okay.
That's what you have to do. Nothing more. All right. So now it's going to actually go and run that build. So it shouldn't be too long. And we should have results that the build from that branch is actually working the way we think it's working.
Okay. Great.
And then once you're there, then you can go up on your machine and do the fix.
All right. I think I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
All right, on my machine.
So in this session, our team of developer in Ottawa actually encountered, added their feature, and then the team in Montreal, the maintenance team, actually found a bug, and we showed them by creating a new branch where they should work and where they should fix their stuff. All right? And in the next session, Vince is actually going to go and Pete's going to go and fix the bug. So we showed branching. We showed how to, the new feature implemented. And that's it. So is there any questions?